Visit Julian Podcast. Once again, I am so glad to be here. Glad that you're listening. Today we have John Leslie, who owns what is going to be 4 vacation rentals in Julian, known by the website juliancabins.com. And we're going to talk all about his different accommodations. Welcome, John. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. I love doing these. It's a lot of fun. So you have, I know you have one really large property with amazing views, and then you have a smaller cabin, and then the third one is?
The third one is almost as large as the one at Lake Cuyamaca, and it's in Pine Hills area.
Yeah, that's one I have that picture up of. And if you're listening to the show or first time, please note that I'll put some photos in the show notes so you can see the properties about which we are having these conversations. So let's start with the cabin. Okay. Tell us about that. Who's your likely visitor, that kind of thing.
So the smallest cabin is called the Time Traveler Retreat, and that's over off Canyon Drive, right outside of Julian. In fact, you can walk to Julian from the cabin. And it's a very intimate setting, 2 bedrooms, 1 bath, clawfoot tub in the bathroom.
Oh, cool.
It just screams ambiance because of the nostalgia that's there. There's a lot of antiques. It's on a cul-de-sac, right across the street from Sally Fields, the daffodil lady.
Oh. and it's so funny you just said Sally Fields, because she's the famous actress. Now I can't remember Sally's real last name. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
And it's actually our most popular cabin. It's rented almost every single night.
Great.
And if you we have all ages that come, but we do have a lot of people that are older that appreciate coming. We have old Life magazines in there, and we have an old antique phone, and they just remember, you know, it's just like a neat remembrance for them of where things were. So it's a very special cabin just because of the history there.
And the decor, yeah. That's great. So how many people does that cabin sleep?
We actually have 2 queen beds and a couch. So some people, when they bring their kids, will have 5 there. But if they're adults, maximum would be 4.
Got it. All right. And that, is it a pet-friendly cabin?
Yes, it is pet friendly. Right. There is an extra charge for the pets because there is some extra cleaning that's needed.
Sure.
But yes, it's a pet friendly house.
And by pet friendly, I'm asking you these questions that I get in the office. Does it have a fenced in place for the dog, or is it just pet friendly?
It does not.
It does not. Okay, so your pet's welcome, but you can't just open the back door and let the dogs run around in some fenced in yard.
Correct. We have had a couple people, because it has a deck and there's a small area to get off the deck, and what they'll do is they'll blockade the deck and keep their pet
on the deck.
But if they wanted to be able to roam in a larger yard, then no, it's not.
Right. Yeah. But what you just said sounds totally accommodating. And a lot of people that I get calls from are looking for pet friendly. So cool. And yes, Canyon is not that far from Main Street. My son has a house on Sunshine Trail, next.
Yeah.
All right. So then you have this amazing place in Lake Cuyamaca.
Yeah. And we call that one the Living Canvas. Mm-hmm. And we were really happy to come up with that name because the views are never the same. Mm-hmm. They're always just amazing. On YouTube, I've posted so many videos on there and showing from the clouds below you, blowing by, to the sunsets, to seeing Point Loma, to the sunrises where the clouds are turning orange and purple, looking down at the lake and watching the people fishing and enjoying the festivities there. And
that's
it's a large house, 3 bedroom, 2 bath, and has a giant fireplace in it, very open floor plan. You can be in the kitchen cooking and see out the windows at see the lake. So it's a very, very special place.
Yeah, I've seen some of your videos too. So what I'll do before you leave is get the information on the link to the YouTube so that people can actually click and watch the videos. That'll be great.
Good idea.
Yeah, cool. Now, as that place sleeps, how many?
It can actually hold up to 14 people. However, the configuration is 1 king bed, 4 queen beds, and 2 very large couches. They're not sofa beds, but they're very comfortable for someone to sleep on if they want, if they wanted to rough it a little more.
Right, yeah. The guy who can only chip in a little bit towards the
overnight. The one that pays left. We actually had a holistic retreat there, and so that's what they did. They charged different amounts for the different beds, you know, private accommodations, queen bed with another bed or couch.
Yeah.
So they priced it accordingly when they invited their, when they sent
participants.
Invitations.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And that place has a deck too, right?
Yeah, it has very large deck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very large deck.
Great. And so people can sit out and enjoy all those views you were talking about on the deck.
Right. Yeah. And then we have also outside, we have a gazebo for barbecuing.
Oh, great.
And kind of a separate area. And it's on 2 acres, so it's a really large lot. There's no neighbors in front of the house. So when you look down on the lake, there's nothing between you and the lake.
Oh, that's great.
So it's really nice.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream place.
Yeah.
And what about pets at this place?
It's also pet friendly. Uh-huh. We're a little more picky, so we ask that the potential guests would let us know what kind of dog, mm-hmm. and we want to see if it's a heavy shedder or not.
Right, because, sure.
It's nice carpet, and sometimes they're very hard to clean up after.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. And if anybody, doesn't understand that, well, they can call places hardwood floors, whatever.
Chihuahuas are fine.
Right.
As long as they're housebroken.
Right. Yeah, I mean, people need to understand that these are homes, and that other people will be there. And so you just have to be respectful and take care of it, as you would hope the person before you took care of it so that you could enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's the big thing right now with vacation rentals, when you go to a hotel, you don't pay a cleaning fee, but mm-hmm. when you go to a vacation rental, you do.
Right.
And the cleaning is much more involved mm-hmm. in the large house like that,
sure.
Versus a small, apartment type
house. Yeah.
And so, we do charge extra for pets, and we charge more for pets at the North Peak House mm-hmm. because of digital work that's involved
sure.
in a larger
and the
home.
Size of the property. Yeah, right. For sure. Yeah. That makes sense. All right, and then the third one is this Pine Hills one. Did we already talk about that one?
No, we haven't talked about it.
I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, the one in Pine Hills actually is our newest place, mm-hmm. and because it's newest, I've been enjoying that one the most lately. It's amazing because I've never been there without deer and turkey walking through the yard.
Oh,
it's just phenomenal. They just hang out. I haven't been able to actually feed them an apple, but they'll come like within 10 feet and I'm able to give them an apple. And this year, a lot of babies that came, a lot of the Bambies, came by.
The Bambies.
Because of the wildlife and also a lot of pines and oaks that are on the property, it's also off the street with the concrete driveway, so easy to access. It's also a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, mm-hmm. so it's really a fun property. Plus, we just put a nice large jacuzzi in.
Yeah, I see that. I see that photo of the jacuzzi right there. And also, I see a very large deck as well.
Yeah, it's a wraparound deck around the whole property, and it's just a phenomenal home. We're very, very pleased with it. The house is painted kind of to fade into the landscape.
Uh-huh.
Again, off from the street. Plus, don't be scared by the stairs in the front because you can actually enter into the back too, which mm-hmm. is handicap, wheelchair accessible.
Okay.
It's not ADA,
right.
But it's wheelchair accessible uh-huh. and it's on a ramp, so someone wouldn't have to navigate those stairs for a senior mm-hmm. or a handicapped person.
Yeah, and go look at the picture, but I mean, the stairs aren't huge. I have a bad leg and that staircase doesn't scare me, so very
okay.
cool. And then this one I can already see on the website. It says it's up to 13 people.
Correct.
So go ahead. Since you've already told on the other ones, what's the structure there? King,
yeah, so
queens.
We have one king and a separate bedroom, and then we have 2 bedrooms. Each of them have 2 queen mm-hmm. beds in them, and then we also have 2 large couches in that one. So it's very similar
to the other.
Yeah, and it's a 2,500 square foot home, so it's very, very ample. As far as the and open too mm-hmm. throughout the house. So
yeah, it's really pretty.
My wife actually uses a wheelchair, and mm-hmm. and when she's in there, she likes it because it has wide hallways and a very open floor plan.
Great.
And she can do the North Peak House and the Pine Hills House, but not the Canyon House.
Not the Canyon House, yeah. Keeping in line with my reporter style questioning, what's the pet policy with this place?
Yeah, so it's more liberal than North Peak because it has vinyl flooring. Mm-hmm. So there is an extra charge for pets, but whatever pet comes, as long as they're housebroken again,
right.
They're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not the situation with all the hair. So that's cool. Now, before we hit the record button on this podcast, you indicated that you actually have acquired a fourth property, and you're working on that.
Yeah, so right next door to the house we just spoke of in Pine Hills, there is a log cabin, and one day the neighbor contacted me and said, "Do you want to buy it? We had a fire, the roof caved in," and went over, looked at it, and made a deal with the guy and mm-hmm. bought it, and now we're rebuilding it. We just got our plans approved about a month ago.
Great.
And we're expected to be done probably March, April of next year.
Oh,
so
great.
It's a log cabin, mm-hmm. and it's 2,200 square feet, and it's going to be also 3-bedroom, 2-bath. But it's very rustic looking. Mm-hmm. Since it's right next door to this house, mm-hmm. deer and turkey walking through the property.
Great.
I am really excited to get that
you,
property.
You can tell you're excited. Yeah. That comes through in your voice. Yeah. So that's very cool.
Well, there's something about a log cabin, you know, it's cozy, yes. it's intimate. We're going to put a jacuzzi and a deck there. It's just a very, you really feel like you're getting away from it all.
Yeah, totally. When we bought our house here, it had Pecky cedar on every inch of the house, and we loved it for about 5 years, and then it was like, get this wood out of my house. So a log cabin, I can see, is perfect. It's a great place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. And that's just me, you know. Obviously there's plenty of people who do, but 5 years in, I was just like, if I ever see another piece of wood in my life, it was just too much. But, you know, there's something to be said about the lack of character with the drywall, but still.
Yeah.
So that sounds really exciting. Yeah. And when people go to your website, Julian Cabins, they can make sure that they bookmark it so they can pay attention. You know what might be cool, maybe you're already doing it, is to chronicle is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Chronicle the transformation. Like, I'm sure you've got photos, and then by the end you'll have the pictures of this amazing
place. And I am doing that.
Good.
I'm so busy with just so many things.
Sure.
I haven't been able to put it together yet.
Yeah.
But I'm doing video and pictures. And
that's fantastic.
The progress of restoring this cabin because I'm doing it with a couple other guys, and it makes it, you know, even more exciting to be doing it with your own hands and creating something.
Absolutely. And I think also people would love to see the progress, and then, you know, they can identify with something they see within the cabin. Oh, remember we saw that on the video. Or, oh, remember the picture of that?
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Another thing, a good thing to do is to look at the Google reviews that mm-hmm. we have for the different cabins, because sometimes even reading the description doesn't give you all the information that you know might be appreciated by other people that have been at the cabin to see what's going on, mm-hmm. what they liked, what they didn't like,
right.
what they like about the area, what they didn't like about the area.
Sure.
So
how you told them they could walk, but if you're like chubby like me, it's like, I can't walk this.
or like even the, you know, like the driveway at the Living Canvas, mm-hmm. you know, they... one person said, oh, it's hard to get into the driveway, you know, so we tell them now, drive past the driveway, pull in, turn around. So little things like that make the trip really extra special.
Yeah, and what is great to hear from you is that if a guest tells you something, that you respond to it and accommodate or at least acknowledge some things you can't accommodate, like, you know, I want a ramp instead of stairs, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
But the fact that you're listening to your guests is a very good sign, and I'm sure people really appreciate that.
Yeah, we try to, we realize that this is, people are having a really hard time to get away,
mm-hmm.
find time to get away,
sure.
and so we want to make sure that it's as special and as anticipated and even above and beyond that, you know.
Yeah, their expectations.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just about a weekend, where I'm renting it, but also weekend that someone's choosing to stay at our place and wanting to be something very special. And so we really appreciate when people done better than expected, exceeded expectations.
Sure.
You know, those type of comments really make me feel good, because I realize that you know, someone sacrificed their vacation to be at our place.
Yeah.
You know, they chose our place over somewhere other place.
Right, yeah. Who needs Hawaii?
Yeah, who needs Hawaii? Well, you know, it's interesting. People were suffering in the vacation rental business from COVID, but we actually, our bookings went up because
people were
saying, we can't travel, we're going to stay local.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a lot of people that came to Julian that normally would go on other longer trips.
Yeah, yeah, they were... you know, staycationing.
Exactly.
Then the cool thing about that too, John, is Julian's so fantastic and you can't see it all in, I mean, it seems like it because it's small, but you really can't see it all in one trip. So you want to come back because there's the, you know, the amazing hikes that you can do here, the historical walks. It's a great place to visit over and over again. So
exactly.
You getting, you and the others within the Airbnb or the VRBO area really helped to promote Julian. I think that people will come back and see it again because of the great time they had staying at a place like yours.
Right. In fact, after when people do book, we actually send them a link to the Julian Chamber website in our listing, and so that they can look at the current activities going on
in
the area.
Yeah, we're working really hard to keep our calendar up to date.
Right.
So
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
because
thanks.
It's good. Yeah, and also I told them where my favorite pie is.
Right,
which
I cannot do. It's against the rules.
but we try to just, you know, make it personal too.
Sure.
I like this, and sometimes people come back and say, well, I like moms, and
say,
I like this one, and why is that?
Yeah,
and it's a fun conversation, you know,
or
I like Mount Laguna because there's less people there, you know, and or I like downtown Julian because I like the knife shop, you know, all these little things to discuss make it. The interaction with the guests is important to me if they want it. If they don't want it, then that's fine too.
It's like the Uber driver. Are you a talking Uber driver or a quiet Uber
talking
driver?
Only on request.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, is there anything else that you want to say to kind of wrap it up and let people know about your place? I mean, it's juliancabins.com. I think you have both, Julian Cabin and juliancabins.com.
I do have both,
yeah.
And we actually have julianlodging.com too.
Oh,
but
look
at
you.
That links directly to Airbnb.
Awesome.
So we did that just as if people just wanted to book through Airbnb because people have good reputations there and they I think the main thing that I would say is try to book early. The cabins are, especially in weekends for the larger homes, think ahead, book early, so that you know that you can have the best place for your trip instead of being stuck with maybe a leftover or something that's not as desirable.
Yeah, totally. So, awesome. Yeah. And that's not any of your places. That's not what you mean.
No,
all,
of course not.
All of
We're
your
not
places,
leftovers.
All of your places are desirable. I enjoyed this. I can't believe we've been talking this long. It feels like it's only been a couple of minutes, but we're like at 17 minutes.
Well, we're both fast talkers.
I know,
tell. We're getting a lot of content in.
No doubt.
My mom used to tell me that all the time.
My brain works faster than my mouth, so it can cause a problem, trying to say the word chronicle.
Yeah. Sometimes my mouth works faster than my brain. I get in trouble.
Yeah, me too. We're partners in crime in that one. Thanks so much for coming in. And once again, everybody, check the show notes for links and photos. And thanks for popping in to listen. And John, thanks for popping in to talk.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Happy to do it.